Changes to Wisconsin's workers' compensation system could be in a bill that surfaces as early as this fall. What's in it could largely be up to an advisory council divided between labor and management. Jeffrey Berriger represents business on the advisory council. At a legislative committee hearing, he said the time frame for getting care after an injury should be shortened.
12 years after they're injured, they can still make claims for continued medical coverage dating back to that date. We're an outlier there. Most states are at 3 years.
Business is also concerned about fraud. Chris Reeder is with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
You've all seen the sensational stories of somebody on workers' comp and caught chopping wood in the backyard. Few and far between, but there are issues out there to work on.
The state's Department of Workforce Development doesn't know how prevalent fraud is. Insurers, the ones paying the bills, insist it's minimal and that they work hard to prevent it. What labor and management agree on is the high cost of treating injured workers. Wisconsin caps excessive health provider fees, but other states use a strict fee structure. In Texas, Ron Kent says this results in a third of doctors refusing worker comp patients. Kent represents labor on Wisconsin's advisory council.
Remember, doctors are not required to take worker comp cases. They have the option of saying yes or no.
The Wisconsin Medical Society and Wisconsin Chiropractic Association are among those involved in talks to lower health care costs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.